Once again, it's Marvin Walden speaking to you from the broadcasting booth in the George Huff Gymnasium. A jump ball between Don Carruthers of Moline and McKinley Deacon Davis of Freeport to get the third quarter underway. Freeport leading 42-28 over Moline. The bounce pass tipped over to Tom Williams. The guard of Freeport brings it down. A two-handed push pass comes in the corner to Smith. Dribbling very slowly, hooking the ball out in front where it's taken by Dorsey. Dorsey darts in for the free throw area, going around. Underhand scoop shot. It's up by Dorsey and it's out. No good. The ball tipped away and picked up finally by Mark Engdahl of Moline. Moline with Carruthers, Engdahl, Seberg, Duke, and Van Vorn working for the Maroons. It's Seberg bouncing the pass back over to Van Vorn, giving off to Duke. Duke from the free throw area, wheeling on the right side. Underhand pass into Seberg, but slapped away by Smith. Smith picks it up in the middle of the court, having trouble holding onto it. Fires the pass over to Williams. Williams, a jump shot from underside, and it's taken off. No good. Rebounded by Fritz, who takes the ball off, but he's tied up. Fritz and Seberg will jump it up. Davis, Fritz, Smith, Williams, and Dorsey working for Freeport. Freeport has yet to substitute in this game. They lead by a top every score, 42-28 over Moline. The ball is tipped over to Smith, back over to Dorsey, taking a long 25-foot one-hander. No good, rebounds his own shot, tries another one-hander. It's no good, and it's taken off underneath the boards by Mark Engdahl of Moline. Down to Van Vorn. Van Vorn bores in for the shot, but he doesn't shoot it. Back out in front is taken by Engdahl. In the middle of the court to Austin Duke, over the right side to Seberg. A bounce pass over to Engdahl, right-handed hook shot by Engdahl up, out, no good, and the ball is taken off by Deacon Davis. Davis, a lob pass underneath, taken by Dorsey. Here's Dorsey down the right-hand side. Two-handed push pass in the corner to Fritz. A jump shot by Fritz up over to the right, out, no good. The ball slapped away, and it's picked up under here by Austin Duke. Duke starts down the floor. He falls down with it, but it's picked up now by Bill Seberg, and a foul has been called on Tommy Williams. That gives Williams three personal fouls. Williams picks up his third personal foul. Two more, and he'll be out of the ballgame. And Williams is one of the key men in Freeport scoring. Already tonight, Williams has 10 points. Freeport 42, Moline 28. The free throw by Duke out, no good. A tip-in shot is good. A tip-in by Mark Engdahl. And it's 42-30. Moline trails by 12 points now. They're creeping up. A bounce pass underneath to Davis, plays it up, and it's in there. But just as Moline starts to make the move, then Freeport starts to come back. Now it's Austin Duke trying to fire the pass in, but he stepped over the end line. And the ball's given out of bounds now to Freeport. Williams passing into Davis. The shot blocked and taken off by Van Vorn. Van Vorn over the right side, boring in. Passing out at the last minute to Engdahl. Darts in for the shot and he's fouled by Deacon Davis. A foul called on Davis. That's personal foul number three on Davis. Hackett and Smith of Peoria, the two officials. It'll be two shots coming up now to Mark Engdahl. Freeport 44 and Moline 30. Engdahl has two shots coming. Engdahl's a six-footer, playing a forward. Here's his first off of the boards. Way wide over to the right. Out, no good. He realizes the tense atmosphere, so he walks out of that free throw area and walks back to say a few words to guard Austin Duke. It'll be another free throw coming up now to Mark Engdahl. Kicks the left foot back. The shot's up, and it's in. Engdahl scoring at a one-handed push free throw. Freeport 44. Moline 31. Down the side, the ball is taken off by Tom Williams. In the middle of the court, he gives off to Dorsey. Dorsey wheels on the side, a pass underneath into Davis. Davis can't hold on to it, and the ball goes out of bounds. So Moline will bring it down. Duke passing it to Engdahl. Engdahl down the left-hand side, dribbling very slowly with the ball. Speeding up his dribbling, giving off to Duke. Duke cutting around, handing off to Carruthers. A jump shot by Carruthers, out, no good. It rims and came off of there. The ball is taken off now by Schmidt, who clears, passes over to Fritz. Pumps it along, pass down to Williams. Williams juggles the ball, but picks it up. Williams over the right side, cuts in the right corner. Stops, leaps on a one-hander, it's up, way wide, out to the right, out, no good, tipped over by Smith. Smith over to Fritz. Fritz in the middle of the court, underhand pass, back out in front to Dorsey. Dorsey over the right side, a jump shot in the free throw area by Dorsey, right through. Gee, that kid is potent. That kid can hardly miss on a jump shot from the free throw line. Reminds us a great deal of Donnie Stanton of Pinckneyville, who also is very deadly from that free throw lane on a one-handed push. 46-31, Freeport over Moline. In the corner to Van Vorn, back out on the side, now to Duke taking one-hander, he swishes the nets. Austin Duke scoring in a one-handed push shot for Moline. Moline trying desperately to keep only behind by 13 points from Freeport. It's 46-33. A pass down to McKinley Davis is intercepted and taken off by Austin Duke of Moline. Comes driving down the side. Underhand pass back on front to Van Vorn, who takes a one-hander, but it's in there. And it's 46-35. Moline trails by 11, and now it's Freeport calling a timeout. Moline 11 points behind. They fought from as much as a 20-point deficit, and now they've trailed by only 11. The score, Freeport 46, Moline 35, and timeout has been called by Freeport. With the score, Freeport 46, Moline 35. clock shows 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter, and it's Freeport 46, Moline 35. Moline with Engdahl, Seberg, Carruthers, Duke, and Van Horn in their lineup. And Freeport with Fritz, Smith, Davis, Williams, and Dorsey. The two officials, Hackett and Smith, both of Peoria. Dorsey passing into Williams, flips the pass right back over to Dorsey. Ben Dorsey bringing it up now for Freeport. A two-minute push pass in the corner to Smith, pass underneath to Davis, knocked away by Carruthers. It'll be brought in now by Fritz. Fritz looping a long one-hander back out in front, taken by Davis. Back over to Dorsey, taking one-hander from the side, around the rim, and it falls off. A tip-in shot is good. Slapping that ball through there is Deacon Davis once again. That gives him 16 points tonight. In the corner is Van Horn, back out in front to Duke. On the right side of to Seberg, takes a one-hander, and it's in there. Seberg scores on a one-hander for Moline. Freeport 48, Moline 37. Moline trails by 11. Pass comes underneath to Davis. Davis gets in there close. The shot up, out, no good, and it's rebounded by Carruthers. Davis got in there too far, and when he tried to lay the shot up there, it hit the bottom side of the rim. Taken off by Duke. Duke down the left side for Moline. From the free throw area, Duke passes down to Carruthers. His jump shot up, round off the left, no good. A tip in by Carruthers, out, no good. And the ball is controlled by Williams. Here comes Williams streaking down the left side of the court. From the corner, Williams still holding onto the ball. Underhand pass comes back over to Davis. Davis passes underneath to Williams. His jump shot up, it's out, no good. And the ball is tipped away and taken off by Engdahl. Engdahl down to Van Horn. Van Horn going in, taking one inner, it's up off the right, no good. The ball is chased down by Seberg in the corner. Seberg gets past his man, goes in, lays the shot up for Moline, and he blew the setup shot. Taken off by Schmidt. Both ball clubs not hitting very well now. In the middle of the court and bringing the ball in is Dorsey. Here's his jump shot from the free throw line. He missed that one. Rebounded by Duke. A long pass down, taken off by Van Horn. Van Horn passed underneath to Seberg and went around him, and he scores. And it's Freeport 48, Moline 39. Moline trails now, only 9 points. Down the right side is Harlan Fritz holding under the ball. And a timeout has been called by Freeport. Another timeout called by Freeport with a score. Freeport 48, Moline 39. One time in this ball game, Freeport had a 40 to 21 lead, or rather a 40 to 19 lead, looking over our play-by-play sheet. Freeport led 40 to 19 over Moline at one stage in the game, and that was right before the end of the first half. Now, Freeport has scored only 8 points, while Moline has gone on scoring men's for 19 in the next 3 minutes of play. And it's Freeport 48, Moline 39. And Moline has been steadily creeping back up into contention. It'll be Freeport bringing the ball up. Dorsey taking the ball out of bounds at midcourt. Passing in to Tom Williams. Williams hooks the ball back over to Dorsey. Dorsey in the middle of the court, giving down the left side into Smith. A pass underneath and center for Davis, but knocked away by Carruthers. Ball will be brought in by Freeport. Odd Fritz will do the honors of passing in. Fritz looking for someone to pass off to. And finally, a long pass way back out in the front spots Dorsey. Dorsey brings the ball past the 10-second restraining line, dribbling over the right-hand side, going in for a pass. Comes underneath to Davis. The ball slapped away, and it's picked up by Carruthers. Carruthers, however, loses the ball over to Fritz, and he sinks it. This Fritz looks great. He's playing a bang-up game, both offensively and defensively, and a good rebounding game as well. 50-39. Pass from Moline's Duke. Tries to find Carruthers, but it's intercepted by Fritz. Here comes Fritz from the free-throw line. No one around him, so he shoots one-hander, but it's up. Way wide, over to the right, out of bounds. But knocking the ball out of bounds and deflecting that shot as he went up on it was Mark Engdahl of Moline. So the ball we brought in by Fritz again. Fritz back out in front to Dorsey. Dorsey over the right side. Freeport 50, Moline 39. In the corner to Smith. Underneath into Deacon Davis. Lays it over his shoulder. Out, no good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Knocking that ball out of bounds was Carruthers of Moline. It'll be brought again by Freeport. Fritz bounces the ball in the corner to Dorsey. Dorsey from the free throw area goes over. Another hand pass back out in front of Williams, who fires with a one-hander. In and out, no good. Ball taken off by Fritz. His jump shot out, no good. Another tip in by Fritz. Still no good. And the ball is finally taken off again by Fritz. Again, it's no good. And the ball is tapped over to Van Horn. Van Horn down the left side, holding onto the ball. Van Horn brings it back out in front now, where the ball is taken by Austin Duke. He gives it on the right side. Over to Seberg. Back over to Van Voren. Back over to Seberg. Seberg in the middle of the court. Underhand pass. Finds Austin Duke. A pass underneath to Carruthers. A jump shot on the side by Carruthers. In and out and in. Ball rolled around, came out, and went back in again. Freeport 50, Moline 41. Here's Dorsey bringing the ball on now for the Pretzels. Dribbling on the right-hand side. Gives the ball back out to Williams. Down the corner to Schmidt. Underpass. Neat to Davis. And again, Davis misses the shot from underneath. Ball rebounded by Fritz. Here's Fritz taking one-hander. Round off the left. And it's rebounded by Austin Duke. And now it's Freeport that can't hit. They shot 500 in the first half, but they can't hit now. Van Voren tries a one-hander. It's off, no good. Rebound snagged by Schmidt of Freeport. Freeport's rebounding ability keeping them in front of the ball game. Over the right side is taken off by Fritz. Fritz darts him to the free throw area. Two men converge on him, so he loops the ball back out in front to Dorsey. Dorsey tries to get past one man, and he hits the ball with his knee, and the ball's going out of bounds to Moline. Van Voren will throw it in. Freeport 50, Moline 41. Here is Seberg standing down there, and he's called for taking too many steps. Steps called on Seberg of Moline. The ball's given out of bounds to Freeport. Tom Williams brings the ball in. Dorsey bounce pass down in the corner to Smith. Holding on, and the ball taken away from Smith now by Austin Duke. Duke bores in, stops, hooks the ball over across court over to Seberg, and he sinks it. Seberg driving underneath for the shot. And it's 50-43 now. Moline trails by only seven. An amazing comeback by the Maroons of Moline. Underhand drive-in shot by Dorsey. Does not score. But a tip-in by Davis is good. Davis tips it through for Freeport. And that gives Davis 18 points tonight. He's been great, although he's been having trouble here in this third quarter. We have a total of 20 seconds to play as the pass comes down over to Engdahl. 20 seconds in the third quarter. Engdahl blew the setup shot. The ball's taken off by Schmidt. Passes down to Davis. Davis's pass is intercepted now. He tried to pass into Dorsey, but Van Voren was the boy that snagged it off. Van Voren stops. Gives the ball in the middle of the court to Carruthers. Goes around on the right-handed jump shot. It rolls around. Off no good. The ball is taken off there by Davis and a foul. Called against Don Carruthers of Moline. Freeport 52. Moline 43. There comes George Hope back in the lineup, replacing Mark Engdahl for Moline. George Hope comes back in. So Moline has a bit of height in there now, and Carruthers 6'3", and Hope 6'4". Davis was fouled. He has a free throw coming. He was fouled by Carruthers. It's Freeport 52, Moline 43, with a matter of seconds, about two of them remaining to be played in the third quarter. Here's a free throw by Freeport's Davis. Out no good. A jump shot by Fritz Dillingwood. The gun sounds, and that's the end of the third quarter. Third quarter was all over. It's Freeport 52, Moline 43. At the half, it was Freeport 42 and Moline 28. Thus, in the third quarter, Freeport was able to pick up only 10 points, while Moline was coming in for 15. So Moline outscored Freeport by 5 points there in the third quarter. And Moline trails by only 9, 52-43 at the end of the third quarter. That's the situation here in the George Huff Gymnasium in this championship game of the 1951 State High School Basketball Tournament. In the consolation game, Quincy won a 60-58 decision over Decatur. Let's pause now 10 seconds for station identification. This is the University of Illinois Radio Service. Bob Anders comes back in for Moline. He replaces Don Carruthers. Bob Anders, A-N-D-E-R-S. From a long line of Anders families up around Moline that have played basketball, football, track, baseball, just about every sport they've had up there in Moline. Flip, Cal, and Jim. And now it's Bob Anders playing here for Moline High School tonight, representing his school in the Sweet 16 Basketball Championship Finals. Freeport 52, Moline 43. Just as soon as this basketball game is over, we'll switch it down on the floor where our special events man, Harold Hill, is standing by with his roving microphone, ready to bring you the presentation of the trophy and some comments as soon as the ball game is over. It'll be a jump ball. Jumping the ball is Hope of Moline and Deacon Davis of Freeport. Both boys off their stride. They'll have to jump over again. This is the fourth and final quarter coming up. The ball around the rim, the ball up in the air, tipped over the side here. Tom Williams. Williams from the upper half of the free throw line. Fires one on the right side to Fritz, taking one-hander. It's in there. Fritz scoring in a one-hander. And it's Freeport 54, Moline 43. In the middle of the court, bringing the ball on the right side is Duke. Gives off to Seabird, back over to Austin Duke. Down the right side of Seabird, takes a one-hander, it's up in the air, it's around the rim and off no good, and it's rebounded by Davis of Freeport. He fires one down to Smith. Smith down the left-hand side, holding onto the ball. Now he gives it back in the center of the court to Ben Dorsey. Dorsey in the corner. Ball's taken off in here by Fritz. Looping pass back out in front to Williams. Now back over to Dorsey. Freeport going to play cautious basketball in this fourth quarter.